why couldn't they start up? They were supposed to avoid conflict with those three, with actually three nations who were on the border with Eretz Yisrael on their way, Ammon, Moab, and Edom. So it's explained that when the Jews went into Eretz Yisrael the first time, they were only given the land of seven nations. But Avraham Avinu was actually promised the lands of ten nations. The other three nations will not be given to the Jewish people. The lands of Keni, Knezi, and Kadmoni will not be given over to the Jewish people until the times of Mashiach. And this explains that spiritually what this means is, and at that time, those lands were inhabited by Ammon, Moab, and Edom, and that's why they were warned not to start up with them. So, what that means, and Chassidus explains what that means in spiritual terms, is that in this world we only have the capacity to capture, to conquer, to the seven emotional attributes, but the three, and even the work that a Jew does with his intellect, with his three intellectual faculties, is only insofar as they govern the emotions, as they relate to the emotions. But pure intellect, to be able to completely conquer the pure intellect as it stands onto itself, that is something that we will not achieve in the fullest sense until after Mashiach comes.